Heavy fighting killed at least 6 people in Mogadishu today as Ethiopian troops clashed with Islamist-led insurgents. The fighting was the worst in the African city in weeks. And staying in Africa, delegations gathered in Libya today to open talks aimed at ending 4.5 years of violence in Sudan's Darfur region, though the absence of key rebels cast doubt on whether negotiations could produce any meaningful deal. Africa specialist at UK-based charity Christian Aid, Judith Melby, spoke with us about the process.
You don't have representatives of the people on the ground, and one of the key things you need at a negotiating table is not only the rebel groups there, but you actually need representatives of civil society in Darfur. You need the tribal leaders in Darfur, and you need representatives of the women in Darfur. And unless you get really that broad range of representation, I think it's very difficult to see us getting anywhere at these talks in Tripoli. Darfur, the longer it has been left to fester on its own, gets more and more complicated. We now have the additional problem of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, which applies to the south, which ended the 20-plus year war between the north and the south, which is in the process of very, very quickly unraveling, which is going to probably have even a greater impact on the stability of Sudan as a state.
Already, many rebel leaders have said they will not attend the talks seeking an end to a conflict that has caused more than 250,000 people to perish and driven as many as 3 million others from their homes.